find a single one.
Right. The champion remembers what God says in Proverbs 22:28. Don't move the ancient boundary which your fathers have set.
Oh, there we could talk again for an hour on that one.
Yeah, and standing in that gap is exactly the calling of the champion of the family and of all of our institutional life.
I will walk by faith and not by sight.
Faith is what puts us on true north as opposed to merely magnetic north. Magnetic north is always shifting. True faith, faith in God, puts us on the absolute and keeps our bearings on the absolute.
Well, it's the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. And finally, I will hold on to the reality that God is God. He is working in all things to fulfill his plan, his purposes for his glory and our good.
I'm struck by the fact that Paul begins Romans 8:28 by saying, we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God. This is the way we must see history. We have to pull back. We have to come up out of our trench. It's like World War One when they fought it down in the trenches. We have to come up and get a look at the battlefield occasionally and see the great scheme, the great plan of God on the largest scale possible.
All right, friends. Are we going to be stable people in this unstable world? If we are, we're going to have to engage in these seven I wills. You know, the psalmist talked continuously about I will, I will, I will, I will. You know, we've got to stop getting into this mode of I feel, I feel, I feel. It's time for us to will, to do his good pleasure. Seven anchors that will hold you steady in the midst of the globe quake that is upon us. Get a copy of this very, very encouraging book. Your gift is $17 or more to Save America Ministries. Globe Quake, Living in the Unshakable Kingdom While the World Falls Apart. What a wonderful subtitle that is. Call us 1-800-SAVE-USA. Get it on our website, saveus.org. Write to us at Save America Ministries and become a partner. Day after day, we're preparing the way of the Lord for history's final hour, including today, my friends. The choice is ours. The choice is ours. I will. Thanks for joining us. Become a partner again. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Grismire. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be your views because it's Open Line Wednesday. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and give us a call. We look forward to hearing from you and getting your views, what you'd like to talk about. Now, basically, we could start out talking about perhaps the danger of an EMP attack. We did a program on this afternoon with Ambassador Henry Cooper, who actually attended a webinar. It's sort of not a real meeting, but they got many of the real experts on EMP attacks, and they certainly actually had all interconnected on telephone lines, and whether they had internet hookups so they could see one another, I don't know, but they call them webinars, and and they come up with a film on this, but they have the experts, people like James Woolsey, former director of the Central Intelligence Agency, a gentleman who had written a book called One Second After, talking about what would happen if we had an EMP attack. What would happen? Well, suddenly the world would change forever because, of course, we would lose electricity. We would be back in the 18th century. Of the major means of transportation would probably go back to being the horse. Oh, we would certainly not be able to have running water, electric lights, or any of the things, transportation. We would not be able to use our cars because most of our cars are highly developed, very, very highly developed electronics in them, and they'd all be destroyed by an EMP attack, and it was certainly a fascinating, fascinating program. We suddenly had our boards lit up just like candles, and of course we had certainly no open lines. Every time somebody dropped off, somebody else would come on again. I think people are concerned. They know about this, but we don't focus our attention. There's a very real problem with EMP attacks, and certainly they could be set off by terrorists. They could be set off by Iran, or a third world nation like Iran would be able to destroy the United States literally with one or two nuclear weapons detonated in the stratosphere. And what this does, it simply creates a tremendous electromagnetic pulse that destroys anything that is electronic. And certainly unless you have something sitting in a garbage can, a sealed garbage can, literally almost anything you had. Now, an older car probably would continue to work fairly well, but the new cars with all the electronic gadgets wouldn't work. Certainly, if you have solar electricity and you have an inverter, it wouldn't work. You would have no way to get electricity because most generators wouldn't work if they have any sort of sophisticated electronics in them. It's only those of very, very primitive form that would work at all. And America, as we know it, would cease to exist. The stores would be empty. The drug stores would be empty. The hardware stores would be empty. But you wouldn't be able to get to them because you wouldn't have any transportation. Is this a very real possibility? Absolutely. Our government knows this. There have been a number of meetings about this. Newt Gingrich talked about it during the campaign. And even though I don't like Newt Gingrich, I think his points are well taken. And yet, of course, they will not put out a few $100 million to protect our grids, our electronic grids, and prevent this from happening. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-295. If you're out there across America, give us a call. It's open lines. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about right here at Radio Liberty tonight.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus essential fatty acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and it's Open Line Wednesday. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. We were talking about the danger of an EMP attack. For those of you who don't know, that's an electromagnetic pulse attack. And certainly, this is a very real possibility. There's been a great deal of talk about it in Washington, D.C. They've had all sorts of meetings. Congress has had all sorts of meetings. And yet, of course, the mainline media has pretty well blocked this out. They can focus our attention on anything they want to. They do not focus our attention on this. They know how to prevent it. They know how to protect, certainly, our homes from, and certainly our electronic grids from the danger of an electromagnetic pulse attack, and they absolutely refuse to do that. That doesn't make any sense. Well, we have Dean calling from Spokane. Dean, you got about a minute to wrap up, and then go right ahead.
Thank you, sir. Because I agree that I doubt that it was an electromagnetic pulse in India, because every TV, television machine, every telephone, every handheld device, everything would have been zapped, I guess, for better of a better word. There's a difference between, and make the distinction between, the grid going down and an electromagnetic pulse.
All right, fine, Dean, and I think you're absolutely right. I think what happened over in India was simply the grid going down because apparently it was overloaded. Who knows? Maybe this is a means of preparing the people of India and maybe even the people of America for the loss of electricity. People will note that NBC is putting on a new series. It's called Revolution, and it's basically about what happens when we lose electricity in America, and America, the whole world goes back to the way it was in the 18th century. God bless you. Thanks so much for calling, Dean. And let's quickly go to Eric, who's calling from Michigan. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Eric, do you have a question?
I do, and a comment, Dr. Stan. The comment regarding the intrinsically fraudulent nature of mortgage debt obligations. I wanted to assist Tony last night, but I wasn't allowed to get through. I want to give your producer my...
Wait a minute, Eric, I don't want to talk about what happened last night. Do you want to talk about the mortgages?
Well, I want to assist. I want to give out my number to Tony, who called in last night, so that he and I can connect. I have the definitive expose on that whole process from the Uniform Commercial Code.
All right, fine. Just put out your telephone number, and we'll let you go ahead and do that.
Okay, for Tony and anybody else who wants to terminate the fraudulent debt obligation called a mortgage, it's 810-308-2370, 810-308-2370. 770.
And you have, and you have material that will explain to them how they can get out from underneath a mortgage obligation. Is that it?
From the Uniform Commercial Code, Dr. Stan, which is the part of the United States Code that governs all commercial activity.
All right, fine.
And in this case, it's specific to the mortgage contracting process.
All right, fine. We will hope then that Sidney Tony gets that. One more time, get your telephone number out.
Indeed. It's 810, that's 810, area code 308-2370, 2370.
All right, fine. And Sidney, last night we had a discussion, Sidney, about the tragic situation that has resulted in literally millions of Americans losing their homes based upon a totally fraudulent system. And people really don't understand that when ordinarily young people want to buy a home, they don't want to wait till they have the money to be able to purchase it. They want to take out a loan, and then they want to start living in that house. Well, of course, what they don't understand, if they take out a 30-year loan, they're going to put out probably twice as much for interest as the actual amount of money that they're borrowed. The bank doesn't have any money invested. The bank basically creates the money out of nothing and then has the audacity to charge people interest on this. And then, of course, what they did, they would then sell off these mortgages to other people, and they would bundle them up, and they were sold as bonds throughout the entire world. But what happened is, lots of times when they sold the mortgages, they did not actually have the note. And so basically, people were getting their homes foreclosed on, but the people who were foreclosing on them did not actually have the note that gave them title of the property. Okay, Eric, thank you very much for your call, and certainly this is Open Lines. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And let me share with you what's going on from my point of view. You must understand that this whole housing collapse was all orchestrated, and it was orchestrated over a period of years. Certainly we had a system that worked and worked fairly well. It was, of course, to the bank's interest to lend you money, and that you lent you money because your house was the collateral. The bank didn't have, in most instances, any money invested at all. You put up the 10% of the cost of the house, and then, of course, they simply created the rest of the money out of nothing, and then they charged you interest on it. It is an amazing, amazing system. But then, of course, they actually started lending money to people who couldn't even come up with 10%. They lent money to people who didn't have a job. They let people buy homes who never, by any logical means, had been allowed to buy those homes. And sometimes they even paid people to buy homes. They artificially created the housing bubble so they could collapse it. Just as today, they're creating a bubble in the bond market, and basically, of course, the price of bonds is very high. Why is that? Because the interest rates are artificially low, and interest rates certainly may be down 2%, 1%. Suddenly, sometimes you buy government bonds, and you'll only get 1% interest on them. But when the interest rates start to go up, the value of those bonds is going to collapse. And basically, the bond market is probably 5 to 10 times larger than the stock market collapse. They know there's going to be a collapse in the bond market. And with that, of course, many, many of our pension funds, many, many certainly of our hedge funds and other investment facilities are simply going to go bankrupt. We're headed for a financial catastrophe. It's not a matter of if, but when. Well, let's go right now to Frank, who's calling us from Cheyenne. Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Hi, Frank. How are things doing there in Cheyenne, Wyoming?
Well, greetings, comrade doctor from the blacksmith shop in Cheyenne. We had interesting deal today. We had the Constitutional Party presidential candidate come to town, have a breakfast, and then have a news conference in front of the state capitol. His name is Virgil Goode. He's from Virginia, a tall, erect, patrician-type figure that had been a conservative Southern Democrat, but when he voted to impeach Bill Clinton now our Constitutional Party nominee for president. Very fine gentleman. He came here and made a speech in front of the state capitol about his devotion to life and to prevent federal dollars from funding Planned Parenthood and the idea that we had a $16 trillion debt that we needed to balance the budget right now, not down the road. And that he said that jobs were the key issue in this campaign. And first thing to do was to get the illegals out of here who were taking U.S. jobs. And the idea that we allow 1.2 million legal immigrants to come into this country, they're still taking our jobs. And we need to have a zero tolerance for any kind of immigration until we have unemployment under 5%. And he said we have to put this country on a path that would benefit the rights of its citizens. He wants to be a grassroots president. He's up for term limits, and he will take campaign contributions only under $200. He thinks that the big PAC should not control Washington, D.C.
All right, basically, how was his speech received there in Cheyenne today?
Well, very well. It was a sparse turnout, although we got on local media and tried to plug it. I sent out emails and everything. We didn't have very many people show up for it in front of the state capitol. And,
well, of course, the trouble is, Frank, that the establishment controls both political parties. They control the media, and they're not going to give a third-party candidate any coverage at all. And basically, even when Ron Paul was running, they ignored him just as much as they possibly could. When the debates, he would get maybe a quarter or a fifth as much time as the other people did. Whenever he was allowed to speak, he said something worthwhile. But they said they would not give anybody who is not under their control an opportunity to even be considered for the presidency. And this is what they're going to do with the Libertarians. It's going to do with the Constitution Party. Until people understand we have a one-party system made up of the Democrats and Republicans, and they're all controlled by the same people, nothing's going to change. But anyway, anything else you'd like to say about what you saw there?
Well, and the two-party system, so-called, is dedicated to endless no-win wars. And our troops do it all around the globe with the corresponding decrease in civil liberty at home. And until we break that mindset of, well, he can't win, we have to vote for a Democrat or Republican, we're not going to change this country, Doc.
You're absolutely right. I agree with anything else you'd like to say, Frank?
Just God bless you, and I'm listening on shortwave.
God bless. Okay, thanks very much. Okay.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine, Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
Hold that thought, and we'll be back in just a moment with Michael, who's calling us from Michigan. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We have Michael from Michigan. He wants to talk about what's going on in Michigan because basically they got real problems there. There are whole segments of Motor City of Detroit where simply there's nobody living. They're going in and talking about destroying what? About a quarter of the homes? What's really going on there in Detroit? Do you know, Michael?
Yeah, there's so much going on, Doc. As far as the homes go, there's a bunch of homes that got the windows broke out of them. They're not even boarded up. There's some that are boarded up. There's people stealing aluminum siding off of these abandoned homes. There was 1,800,000 people living in Detroit, and now they're down to 700,000. They say, I don't even believe that. It's like a war zone down there. They're shooting the place up. They don't got enough police. We got these city managers here, and what they do is they're like dictators. They come in, and then they sell stuff, and then they take care of whatever. They'll shut down the police, the fire, whatever they need to do or whatever they say they need to do. And then they come in and do whatever, you know, and tie things up like that. A couple of the guys that come to find out in the past, they've got caught getting paid over and taking money and stuff. Well, today the courts decided that it was illegal for them to have these city managers come in, and so immediately they say that, well, we're going to go back to the old city manager law, which that's illegal too. So it's illegal for them to have city managers. The state of Michigan is allowing this to go on, okay? So what we have is cities that are broke with the lights out, with these houses and this no work and with this crime and these children in this environment of not getting an education, and then they become criminals and they end up getting held accountable to a God standard when they're never even taught a God standard. They don't know the difference between right and wrong, and they're not getting fed right and all that kind of stuff. And then we got 40 million people in this country getting food stamps because of this poor leadership, okay? I've helped people all my life, you know, and I know what it takes to help a person. It takes a lot of work. and you have to keep throwing money at them, and if you keep helping them and you keep putting the money out there, they're going to be successful, okay? Unless there's just something really wrong with them, you know, and then, or you got something dragging them down, okay? Well, if they don't got a chance before they even get started, then how are they ever going to be successful? So what we have is people that think that they're wise and they're doing all this stuff, and they've created such an environment, and it is a created environment. When you got a city where the lights are off and the people are shooting up the place at night, and it's, you know, it's not just Detroit. We got Flint and we got different little cities all over. We got cities in the Thumb and stuff that completely shut down because there's no money. People moved out of there. You know, and we got these commercials, pure Michigan, going all over the United States.
Okay, Michael, the big problem we have is we have a welfare state. And why should people work when they can get welfare? They can get free health and they get free food and they get free housing. And basically what we need to do is get people responsible for themselves. And basically, if you can't get a job in Michigan, then you move someplace where you can get a job. There all sorts of jobs up in North Dakota. I mean, they've got an unemployment rate of about 2% in North Dakota now. Well, the problem that we have is we've taken out individual responsibility. We've taken out any belief in God and in right and wrong. And America as a nation is going to be destroyed because we've certainly turned our back on the traditional concept of people being responsible for themselves. You can't have certainly a government that provides for you from the cradle to the grave, unless you have a government that controls you from the cradle to the grave, and that's what's going on today. I share with you your concern about what's going on in Michigan. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Parting thought before I let you go.
Yeah, I think this nation's already went too far, and there's no way back because the people don't have the backbone like they did in the old days. And just like you said, they're going to try to suck off the state and off of everybody else, and that's not going to get you out of the trouble that we're in. And so it's a done deal. It's just how's it going to go, and where are we going to go for here, and what's going to happen first?
What we need basically is a revival in America. We need people turning back to God. And we need, of course, to hold the traitors who certainly have sworn to uphold our Constitution and yet are embracing these socialist and welfare programs. This is treason, Michael. It's treason. God bless you. Thanks very much for calling, and we'll be back in just a moment here. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and we'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Envita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's E-N-V-I-T-A.com. or 866-830-4576. In Vita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. It's Open Lines on Wednesday. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Got a question or comment? We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. We were just talking with Kent from West Virginia, certainly about the danger of electromagnetic pulses. This is a very real danger. We don't know whether there's ever going to be one of these attacks, but certainly the knowledgeable people in Washington, D.C. are very, very concerned. And yet the people who control this country, and this is the secret societies, have made no preparations at all to protect the American people from the dangers of an electromagnetic pulse attack. And for a relatively small amount of money, a few $100 million, a few $1 billion, why, we could certainly shield our generators and keep the whole electronic system from collapsing. And it's almost as if they want this to happen. This is my fear, that there could be no way that they could intentionally avoid addressing this issue unless they were planning on doing this. Now, we pointed out before, there's a new series going on NBC. It's going to be starting at the end of this month. It's called Revolution, and it's all about when the lights go out all over the world, and certainly we shut down the electronic system everywhere, and we simply put people back into the dark ages. Could this really happen? Yes, ladies and gentlemen, people who understand the implications of electromagnetic pulse attack really believe this could happen. And the fact that we're not emphasizing this, the fact we're not even trying to protect ourselves from it, simply reflects the fact that the secret societies out there have a different agenda. I believe that their agenda is called creative destruction. Look it up on the internet. Certainly, we hope that you'll go to the internet, go to your search engine and type in YouTube, Alan Greenspan, creative destruction. And Alan Greenspan will explain to you that the ultimate goal of the elite, the people who really run the world, who are dedicated to globalism, is the destruction of the existing society. Is this how it'll be done? I don't know. But it's going to be interesting to see what develops. Our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Kent, you go right ahead.
Now, that was just a brief comment about that gigantic 10-story x-ray machine that they had built, and I'd never really understood what it was about. I think now I understand that that was just something they could stick to rockets and missiles and every kind of gigantic machinery and sort of zap it. Do a test on it. So
okay, now, did you have something specifically you wanted to say, Kent?
No, just I wanted to comment, you know, the comment about this.
All right, fine. Well, basically, I think that there's a very real possibility of an attack. I don't know whether it ever will come about, but I do know that certainly when you see something that is totally illogical, why, of course, there's got to be an explanation. And certainly that they're not going to protect us from an EMP attack. And basically, of course, they keep saying, well, of course, it could be a terrorist. They could get their hands on a nuclear weapon. Ladies and gentlemen, this whole world terrorist movement is controlled by the people in our secret or invisible government. Basically, we have almost 650,000 people in Afghanistan, including the 350,000 Afghan troops fighting 50 members of Al-Qaeda. And yet, of course, we're fighting al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. We're funding al-Qaeda in Syria. We're funding al-Qaeda, the terrorists in Egypt and Tunisia and Libya. We funded al-Qaeda in Bosnia. We funded al-Qaeda in Kosovo. We funded al-Qaeda in Chechnya. And yet we've spent $1 trillion fighting them in Afghanistan. Does that really make sense? There obviously has to be another agenda out there. And so basically, whether there's going to be an EMP attack, whether there'll be a financial collapse in America, I don't know. But I do know that the world as we know it is going to cease to exist because there are people who hate America and everything it stands for. And they want to transfer the leadership of the world to China and to Japan and to India. Don't ask me why they want to, but this is what creative destruction is all about. Building up the economy of the rest of the world and destroying the economy in the United States. Kent, anything else you wanted to say before we let you go?
No, that's it. Thanks, Dr. Kent.
Okay, God bless. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And certainly, it's open lines. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. Would you like to talk about the fact that we are in a situation economically where there is no solution? We basically have, of course, at the present time, 56 million people receiving Social Security. We have 50 million people receiving Medicare benefits. We're putting out about between $600 and $700 million for both Medicare and Social Security on a regular basis every year. And for each one, about $600 million for Social Security, $700 billion for Medicare. But we've got 79 million Americans retiring in the next 19 years who will be eligible for Medicare and Social Security, and there's no way that their benefits can be provided for them. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, if they were to using the general accepted accounting principles, so-called GAAP principles, in our government that our government requires every private corporation to use, why we would certainly have a budget deficit of between $81 and $125 trillion. I mean, there's no way it's going to be paid off, and eventually the whole system is going to collapse. And what it does is going to be disastrous consequences, because it's going to mean that the people who have pensions and annuities, the people who have insurance policies, the people who have anything tied to money are going to lose everything. If you're invested in bonds, you're going to lose your money. If you're invested in stocks, you'll lose most of it, because the stock market is going to plunge. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. I don't know what the timing is, but because this whole thing is manipulated, because there really are secret organizations out there. We have a visible government. We have an invisible government. They poo-poo anybody who talks about secret societies. Of course, they'll never tell you about the monument there in Elberton, Georgia, that there was put up by a secret society, the so-called Georgia Guidestones. They will never talk to you about the emblem of the secret societies on the back of the dollar bill. They'll never point out that on the left side of the dollar bill, you see the pyramid. Cap on the all-seeing eye, that is the emblem of the ancient mystery religions. It goes back 5,000 to 6,000 years. And basically that, at least according to Professor Quigley, and if you've never actually heard the interview with Professor Quigley, we offer in our four-tape set, our four-CD set, on the secret government, you can actually hear Professor Quigley, the outstanding historian of the last century, talking about how all these right-wing extremists, and he looked with total disdain on people like you and me, us common people, who believe there's a conspiracy. And he said, why, these people point to that emblem on the back of the dollar bill, and they tell me that's the symbol of the Illuminati. He said that's not the symbol of the Illuminati. That's been around 5,000 or 6,000 years. And Professor Quigley is absolutely right. It was a symbol of the Illuminati. It's a symbol of modern-day masonry, but it's been around for thousands of years. It is the emblem of the ancient mystery religions. On the other side of the back of the dollar bill, you'll see the eagle there with the claw, with the olive branches in one claw and the arrows in the other one, symbolizing offering both peace and serve military force. What people never point out, and which most Americans don't know, is that when the emblem was first put on the front of the Great Seal of the United States, and this was in 1789, why, of course, it was not a eagle at all. It was a phoenix bird. And, of course, the occult implications, the phoenix is an occult emblem that signifies this bird who was killed. The phoenix was killed and died and was burned and then rose again from the ashes. And that was what America was to be. America was, of course, to rise, to take on the leadership of the world. And the people who put that on the front of the Great Seal of the United States understood the implications. And then they began contemplating what they'd done. And they realized, of course, this was too blatant. People might begin to understand that America had been selected by the secret societies thousands of years ago to actually lead the world into the one world government. And so they gradually, through the years, would change the structure of that bird. And they'd do it very, very gradually so people wouldn't really notice. And eventually it came to look like an eagle. But anybody who wants to verify this, we have this in our Encyclopedia Americana, where they actually show you how every 10 or 20 years they would change it just a little bit so people would never know. And if you want to verify, certainly the fact that America was picked thousands of years ago to lead the world into the one world government. It's covered in a book written by Manly Hall called The Secret Destiny of America. The book is available from Radio Liberty. Now you actually have to get that off the special research list. We don't offer it in our regular catalog. But The Secret Destiny of America by Manly B. Hall. And he will tell you the plan has always been there. America would lead the world into the one world government, which is why we have suddenly our troops stationed in 130 to 140 nations, why we have the military bases, certainly between 800 and 900 military bases, and why we have all of our troops stationed all over the world, moving the world towards the one world government. Well, let's right now, we have suddenly Tim calling from Illinois. Hi, Tim, do you have a question or comment?
Oh, a couple comments. Medical Dr. Keith Green, the Medical College of Georgia, reporting on sodium lauryl sulfate, Dr. Stan, it's found in our shampoos and cosmetics. Well, he recently, an article, mentioned that this chemical damages protein formation in eye tissue in young animals. And obviously, Johnson & Johnson, American company, they know this, and Procter & Gamble, I'm sure they know about this. These chemicals, they actually, especially important in infants, accumulation in eye tissue, causing blindness here. And I just wondered if you're familiar with this.
No, I'm not, but I will tell you that I'm convinced of the fact that they are intentionally destroying the health of our people with many of the cosmetics, the coloring in our food, many of the products we have that give artificial odors. They use all these chemicals. There are safe insecticides, so we outlaw those, and we bring in deadly insecticides and pesticides to poison the people. I do not know the specific issue you're bringing up, but I wouldn't be at all surprised, because I believe that our people working at the highest echelons of our government want to poison the American people. We know, for instance, that they release Vioxx, which is a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory medication, knowing it was going to kill tens of thousands of people. And you can read Dr. Graham's testimony on my website, radioliberty.com. The FDA knew they were killing people. They went right along with it. They know that statin drugs are potentially very, very dangerous. They have nothing to do with preventing heart attacks. Heart attacks do not come about because of high cholesterol. They come about because of inflammation of the arteries. They know so many of the things that they're doing, whether it be the aspartame in our food, certainly the MSG in our food, the bisphenol in our plastics, certainly the materials that we're the fact that DDT was a very safe pesticide and these other things we're using are extremely toxic. We're poisoning the bees. They know what they're doing, Tim, but the average American has no idea. They're evil and wicked people. And this has nothing to do with money. It has to do with destroying humanity. Anything else you want to say, Tim?
Well, Dr. Keith Green, I mean, he has a Ph.D. in medicine, and he concludes that exposure to sodium lauryl sulfate causes improper eye development in children.
You may very well be right. I just don't know anything about it. I would suggest our listeners go ahead and check that fact out, and you may very well be right. One more time, what is the product that is so toxic?
Sodium lauryl sulfate.
Okay, fine. Anything else you'd like to say?
No, but next week I have some very important information.
Okay, very good. We'll look forward to next week then. Thanks so much, Tim. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And let's go to Bill, who's calling from Tri-Cities in Washington. Hi, Bill. How are we doing?
Fine. I was wondering about if perhaps, because I've done some reading and found out that there were secret societies. Well, there would still be secret societies in China as well, and that they were involved in the controlling of the drug trade. So could it be possible that maybe the military power of the United States is eventually going to be used because the elites want to use China to rule the world after America has been converted into just like a sub part of this world system that they're creating?
Well, Bill, I don't know how the whole thing works, but I do know that we brought the communists to power in 1949. If you'd like more information on that, it's covered, I think, quite well in my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. But there are so many books that were written at that time pointing out that the American State Department had brought the communists to power. And, of course, Congress kept voting to give, you know, military supplies to the nationalist Chinese so that communists wouldn't take over. And our State Department did everything they could to block it. They wanted the communists in power, and we've kept them in power. We've financed the China's one-child policy. Basically, after Tiananmen Square, and that was 1988-1999, and where, of course, the Chinese communists killed 10,000 people who were part of the Tiananmen Square uprising, what did the President of the United States do at that time to punish China? Why, we gave China most favored nation trade status, most favored nation trade status. The Chinese fellow who was in charge of the slaughter of the innocent people of that time was a man named Hu. And Hu is who? Well, Hu was, until just a few months ago, was the new premier of China, who was brought to this country and lauded and applauded and praised by our leaders, and he's a ruthless murderer. So our government is working very, very closely with communist China, whether it's because of the secret societies that have always been there, and whether they're working with our secret societies, I don't know. And maybe somebody could call in and explain it, but certainly these Chinese secret societies, they call them the Tongs, are there. They're not imaginary. They're very real. They're existing in, under the communist regime. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But the one thing you're absolutely right on, Bill, is that our leaders are progressively transferring the wealth and control of the world to China and Japan and India. The question is, why? We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty. Anything else you'd like to say, Bill?
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. The seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary,
Outdoor Resorts. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Why did they do that? I don't know.
What has happened to the judicial system in these United States? From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we've seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. The judicial system was designed to ensure that the laws of the land were just and constrained by our Constitution. Now judges have immunity and cannot be prosecuted when they act outside the law. This must stop. The judicial branch needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. At that website, you can find out what's really going on in this area of lawlessness, and more importantly, you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. judicialreformnow.com. JudicialReformNow.com.
What most people don't understand is that they're not.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called prostate support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes prostate support and recommends it. And thousands of men take prostate support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try prostate support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for prostate support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Led by a man named Prescott Bush, who's the son and grandson of the President of the United States. America, land that I love, stand beside her. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you that views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views, hopefully, of Lynn Marzulli. And Lynn's a good friend. He's a minister who gave up his position at one of the larger churches in Southern California so that he could spend full time sounding the alarm. And he's written a number of books, put together a number of DVDs, and I think we carry almost all of them, Watchers 1, 2, 3, and DVDs going into what's really going on in the world today. And certainly his book on alien abduction, and certainly... There's just, I guess my voice is too soft. Hi, Lynn, is that any better?
Oh, that's great, Dr. Stan. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that.
Okay, fine. Well, of course, we were just talking about what a nice person you were. But, of course, Lynn, of course, keeps a close tab on everything going on. You can go to his blog and get his writings on all of the major events, and things are happening so rapidly throughout the world today. They're in Iran, in the Middle East, in Syria, and certainly what's going on as far as China is concerned, what's going on in England, what's going on as far as the American economy, as far as the violence in our streets, as far as people being totally disillusioned with America. They know something seriously wrong. They just can't connect the dots, and That's what Lynn does, is help us to connect the dots and understand behind everything going on today are powerful spiritual forces. Right ahead, Lynn.
Well, you know, the blog this morning, Dr. Stan, we know that Bashar al-Assad, the president of Syria, has been holding out with insurgents for 18 months. You know, he's no dummy. He's looked what happened with Egypt's Hosni Mubarak and how he was toppled in just a short amount of time. And, of course, Muammar Gaddafi, who was probably gang-raped before he was assassinated. And he looks at Tunisia, and he knows that he's next. And yet he's managed to cling somehow to the reins of power. And what's interesting here is he surfaced after about 3 weeks in hiding. And he came on the scene with a senior official from Iran, basically. And that just sends, you know, it's a huge flare, basically, across the powers that be in the Western world, who are calling specifically Hillary Clinton, the United States government, the West European powers, all talking for Assad to break down. Well, the Iranians are saying, no, we're going to back Assad, and we're with him. All this because of the Shia Crescent. There's two sects, well, there's actually more than two, but the two main sects in Islam are Sunni Muslims and Shia Muslims. And they've been feuding and essentially at war with each other. To figure all the sectarian violence, which happened today, in fact, in Iraq, is fueled by this mutual hatred between Sunni and Shia. And so there is what is called a loose affiliation, a Shia crescent between Iran, Syria, and Lebanon. In Lebanon, you have Hezbollah, armed to the teeth, sworn enemies of Israel. Same thing with Bashar al-Assad in Syria. It was sort of like a proxy of Iran. So you've got the Shia crescent. Saudi Arabia is terrified of this, which is why we just gave them, I think, $60 billion worth of our armament.
But, of course, Saudi Arabia is a ruthless, feudalistic dictatorship. We have no business backing that at all. We're backing dictatorships, ruthless dictatorships throughout the world, and Saudi Arabia is at the top of that.
Absolutely.
And basically, of course, what we should have done with Iraq is allow it to split into two countries, one Sunni and the other Shia. We didn't do that because the third would have been the Kurds. Let them have their own countries. We don't want that. We want, of course, to keep Iraq together so it'll be a source of constant strife, so we can play one group against the other. This is how power politics is carried out. And who is hurt? The common people. The common people are trampled underfoot. We'll be back in just a moment with L.A. Marzulli here at Radio Liberty.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Talking about this new program that's going to be on NBC. It's called Revolution. And Sydney, it's what happens to America, Sydney, after an EMP attack. And, of course, America is thrust back into the Stone Age, Sydney, where the major means of defense would be a sword and, some sort of a bow and arrow. But, Sydney, weapons as we know them, civilization, we know it, would cease to exist. Go right ahead.
Yeah, and what's interesting about this is, we hear the saber-rattling about an EMP, and the Iranians, we know, have been testing. When I say we, Intel, the Iranians are very interested about missiles, and they've got these missiles, allegedly, which will go up about 200 miles and then detonate the payload. And, of course, it'd be very easy to retrofit. This is the World Jet Daily article, and I blogged about this exact scenario before. To retrofit an oil tanker, make it a missile launcher, park that thing in the Gulf of Mexico, and fire that missile over the heartland, you explode that thing over, let's say, Oklahoma City, God forbid, and it short-circuits much of the United States out, basically puts us back into the Stone Age. Well, conversely, that's one scenario. The Israelis apparently have tactical nukes, and, you know, everyone's talking about the war in the Middle East, the war in the Middle East. Well, it would not surprise me at all if the Israelis take out the Iranians, and when they decide to do so, they will use an electromagnetic pulse weapon. They will not fight some sort of conventional war. They will not bomb anything. They will just detonate one nuke over Tehran or over the center of Iran, or a tactical nuke, and basically bomb Iran back to the Stone Age. And that's it. There is no war. I mean, that you can't prosecute a war if you have no communication.
But the thing is, America would not be able to fight a war, would not even be able to maintain the stability of our society.
That's right.
And that should happen here. People don't understand. This is not an imaginary threat. It's a very real threat. A seminar was held just in the last couple of weeks. We had Ambassador Henry Cooper with us today, who is a member of this seminar, and along with James Woolsey and Sydney, a number of other key people who are experts in the field of electromagnetic pulse attacks. And they think this is not only possible, but very probable that this will happen down the line. And we have no defense against it.
None. Right.
And basically the Iranians understand this. And I believe, of course, that certainly if they felt threatened, they would not hesitate for one moment to do this, because basically this would destroy our military. We have the mightiest military in the world, but certainly it's all dependent upon satellite communication and GPS communication, and all of this would be gone. Electronic communication would simply be gone after an EMP attack. Go right ahead, Lynn.
People just don't understand this, that with this weapon, life as we know it, I mean, is literally wiped out in an instant. It's not like, it's only 20. No, you don't understand. Your car doesn't start. Let's say you commute to a large city someplace. Let's say you live outside the suburbs of Chicago, and, it takes you an hour to drive from where you live to your workplace in Chicago. And the unthinkable scenario is, an EMP is detonated while you're at work. Well, first of all, you're on the seventh floor. The elevators don't work. Now you've got to take the stairs. You try to go to the car and start your car. Your car doesn't start. There's no communication. There's no radio. The refrigeration units, everything, life as we know it, grinds to an immediate halt. And we're just not prepared for that. I mean, people are not, people in this country living at the lifestyle that we do with cell phones and cars and air conditioning and everything, all the creature comfort and the amenities of modernity, this is severe. And it's a real, real threat. I mean, I keep hearing this repeated over and over and over again. New guys like Newt Gingrich have come up and talked about EMPs now over the weekend, WorldNet Daily. But it's, you know, people are looking at this and realizing this is a, really a threat. And the fact that our government came so close to passing the bill and one senator, derailed the whole thing. It's just unconscionable. A senator from Alaska, I forget, McKinley, I think, that she would actually do something like this. It's just unconscionable, her actions. Meanwhile, the Iranians, and I blogged about this well in advance, we've talked about this before, but the Strait of Hormuz is a waterway that the Iranians essentially control. And about 30 to 40% of the world's oil comes through this checkpoint. Well, conversely, in Yemen, there's another choke point, another strait. This one's called the Gate of Tears. And again, the Saudis ship much of their oil down through the Red Sea through the Gate of Tears. The Iranians have sleeper cells in Yemen. That some of what we're seeing in Yemen can be directly traced to the Iranians. I believe that they have one offensive position if they decide and choose to act. And, of course, that is to close those two waterways and perhaps detonate an EMP over America. They would be rejoicing because to the Iranian mindset, America is the great state. And we are called that over and over and over again. So they are out to destroy us. And Khamenei, the supreme leader of Iran, said last week, or about 10, 15 days ago anyway, very recently, that the Iranians should prepare for war. That's what they're saying. The saber-rattling, Dr. Stan, you know, every time I come on, I talk about the same thing. What amazes me is how slow, just how it inches forward. But guess what? It's continuing. It's sort of like the eighth poem. It's slouching towards Armageddon is what it's doing. Very slowly, but very deliberately. We're headed towards some sort of a tipping point, a crisis point. And when this thing happens, the world as we know it may not exist, 24 hours later.
Well, I share your concern. I think this whole issue of EMP, we've known about it for a long time. Mm-hmm. And this certainly was brought to mind by the note on the Internet about this webinar that was held recently within the last 10 days and how little coverage there is outside, of course, of WorldNet Daily and certainly your blog and certainly our material, and why it was so exciting to have Ambassador Henry Cooper with us this afternoon. In fact, I think he'll be coming to our conference. You'll have a chance to meet him
fantastic.
There. And certainly I should mention that Lynn Marzulli is coming as a speaker to our conference, and we're hoping to have Ambassador Cooper as well. That's the 21st of October, and if you're out there across America, we hope that you're going to be able to come. But Lynn, go right ahead. I share your concern. I think that if we push the Iranians too hard. They have openly said, you know, certainly that if we are intent upon destroying Syria, or if we actually do not release some of the Iranians who've been taken hostage there in Syria, that there will be serious consequences. What could they possibly be talking about when they're talking about the most powerful nation in the world, the United States? Well, if there was a EMP attack on America, America would cease to be the most powerful nation in the world. Go right ahead.
Yeah, and what's interesting about this is if you an EMP deployed really anywhere, and the entire grid, our way of life, ceases to exist, and all telecommunications, can you imagine with all telecommunications being dismantled, not working anymore? Let's go back to our little scenario of our guy in Chicago, where the EMP has just happened, and he's stuck on the seventh floor. He finds himself on the street, and there's utter chaos. The cars aren't working. He had an hour drive to get back to his home. Now, that hour drive of, let's say, 40 miles, let's say, he's not going to be able to make that. That's maybe a 4 or 5 day walk. And now he's got to provide, depending on what season, think of it. If it's the type of stifling heat that we've had, that journey's going to be very perilous. And we're in winter. That journey's going to be extremely perilous with the cold. And there's other people trying to do the same thing. Food resources, water resources, all of this changes and changes dramatically and instantly. According to some figures that I've read, they're saying that the mortality rate in America would be up around 90%. In other words, 90% of the people in the United States would perish, not immediately, but within the first year. Think about this, folks. 90% of the population in the United States would be killed, would die off. And why is that? If there is no grid, remember, we live in this modern society. All medicine, the operating theaters that we enjoy, basically the social structure, everything, all life as we know it, comes to a grinding halt. And what we see with instances and catastrophes like Katrina and others is we see anarchy. That's what we see. We see a very, and that's why we have police forces in every town, because without the police force, you've got anarchy. The mankind's proclivity is to do evil, unfortunately. Not everybody, but there's always that element that will seize the opportunity of an EMP and begin to roving gangs, killing, raping, whatever. Just look at Katrina. It's a little microcosm of what would happen. So how does our man, who's on the seventh floor of an office building, get back to his home and family, where 40 miles away from Chicago? It's going to be a very perilous task, an arduous journey, one that may take him a week to actually arrive at his home. And when he gets there, what will he find? You know, and this is why I keep telling people 4 to 6 months worth of food and water, because if something like this goes down, we need 4 to 6 months worth of food and water, because and some place to plant things. I mean, just think about it, folks. You know, the food resources are going to go very quickly, and it's a real threat. And unfortunately, you know, no one talks about it. I was you know, a little off topic, but I was channel surfing over the weekend. And, you know, looking at the Olympics and stuff and watching the shows that are coming up for the fall. And we are a nation that's obsessed with entertainment, obsessed with it. It's like a cancer, which is just eating at our society. Obsessed with entertainment. We are like fat gluttons sitting like couch potatoes watching the latest rerun of American Idol or Dancing with the Stars of America Have Talent or all these ridiculous shows.
How about this new one? It's called The New Normal. It's about a mother, her daughter, and her granddaughter, and the two gray men who live with them. The New Normal. The
Unbelievable. New Normal.
I mean, basically, ladies and gentlemen, you're saying we're flaunting God. And believe me, if you flaunt and shake your fist at God, one of these days God is going to reciprocate.
Yeah, he is.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the pig pack plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
This is Dr. Stan, I guess, is Lynn Marzulli, and Sydney, talk about the very real threat we have here in America. Sydney, Lynn has been quoting Paul Williams, who's been a frequent guest on our program, and Paul Williams believes that there are several nukes that have been brought into our country, either by the Iranians or certainly by the other terrorist organizations, which we are actively backing. Certainly, Paul Williams has we even had him as a guest, I think, a year ago or 2 years ago. We talked about all the terrorist training camps here in the United States, where essentially, with the full knowledge and support of our own government, they're training Islamic terrorists. Now, why, if Islamic terrorism is our enemy, is the FBI going right along with this and allowing it to happen? And furthermore, why is it certainly that our media is not bringing out the facts that there are Islamic terrorist training camps here in America? Doesn't make sense unless you understand that they were doing the same thing back in 1988 and 1989. And, of course, everything was done to cover this up until, of course, the attack on the World Trade Center. Once that occurred, of course, these things then were allowed to come out. But go right ahead, Lynn. Our telephone number, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Go right ahead, Lynn.
Yeah, it just amazes me what's happening in the Middle East, you know, with Iran and the saber-rattling. In fact, just several days ago, Ahmadinejad once again talked about the annihilation of the State of Israel. So it's reaching a fever point here. It really is a fever pitch. And I called it a perfect storm in the sense that if there's a war in the Middle East and they do manage, if the Iranians somehow manage to choke off the Strait of Hormuz and the Gate of Tears, the two waterways where between 40 and 60% of the world's oil flows, you're going to look at oil prices going through the roof, $200 a barrel. At this point, how does that affect the EU's economy, European Union's economy, which is already so fragile? It's just, you know, an event like this could be a tipping point. And it could be a tipping point, an orchestrated tipping point, of course, which then collapses the American dollar, especially if there's an event in this country similar to 9/11. If there's another staged event, and of course I believe, like you do, Dr. Stan, that 9/11 was a staged event. Yeah, there were planes that hit the Trade Center, but you know, buildings don't fall at free fall speed, and I point your listening audience to Building 7. I believe in the official story until I started doing research, And when I saw Building 7 go down, I said, wait a minute, I wasn't hit by an airplane. I mean, that's, and the report that Duke University wrote about it says the first modern steel, first building, steel erected building in modern history to completely collapse like that from a fire. In fact, we can go even further in the conspiracy stuff if you want, but the Oklahoma City bombing, I just watched a fascinating video on that, and where the fertilizer in a truck, no matter how much fertilizer you put in there, will create a blast, but it will not sever steel columns. It will not sever steel columns. And once again, you know, the evidence is carted up, the scene is managed and controlled, just like Jesse Ventura talked about. Why is it that the American people can't look at the beams from the World Trade Center? Why is this like secret? Why can't we look at the surveillance video from the Pentagon? Why is this a national security item? Hello? Why can't we look at what actually went into the Pentagon instead of believing the ruse, in my opinion, that a huge airplane somehow smashed into the Pentagon and left a 16-foot round hole, and there's no records. Where are the engines? They're not there. I mean, it's different. The Pentagon, whatever hit it, I believe it was a missile. When you look at plane crashes, there's records of the plane all over the place.
Yeah, you would think that the tail would be there. You would think that
something.
The wings would be there.
Yeah.
You would think that the engines would be there.
Not there.
But they all disappeared, and the one woman who was actually in the Pentagon at the time came out through the hole in the top of the building, said there was no wreckage inside, and immediately she was contacted by people from the government who told her to be quiet and her life was in danger if she continued telling the truth, and that is that there was no wreckage inside the Pentagon. Go right ahead.
You know, it's like getting into this whole thing with, you know, shadow government and secret government and all this. I was in, I talked about this a little earlier on one of your shows, but I was in Dallas, and this is where, the root of what we see now happened in Dallas in 63 when Kennedy was gunned down. But I stood behind the grassy knoll behind that picket fence, and that shot is less than 60 feet away, and the limousine came almost to a complete stop right in front of that assassin. That's where the headshot occurred, and something died in Dallas that day. Freedom died in Dallas that day.
I have no question at all that the intelligence agencies were involved. It was a coup d'etat. How can I be certain? Well, because Dr. Colonel Dan Marvin, and you can actually hear him on one of our tapes, attended the CIA assassination school, and his instructors from the CIA said, "We killed Kennedy."
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Envita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Envita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Envita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Envita at 866-830-4576. Envita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid that is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, I guess this evening, Len Marzulli, and certainly our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And Len, before we go on, why don't you go ahead and tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, your blog, and to get your material. Go ahead.
Great. Thank you, Dr. Stan. It's lamarzulli.net. That's the website, lamarzulli.net. And the blog is lamarzulli.wordpress.com. If you just Google my name, all sorts of stuff comes up and you can find your way. But, you know, I'm the author of 6 books. I blog 6 days a week. That's lamarzulli.wordpress.com. And we've also got Watchers 1, 2, 3, and 4. And Richard and I are actually going to start working on Watchers 5 now. So lots of information. This is what we do full time. Try to get the word out to people of what is coming. And it all relates to biblical prophecy.
And, of course, you can't separate what's happening politically from certainly what we're told in the scriptures. Because we're told there's going to be some terrible, terrible times here at the end, and we don't know how it's going to play out. But we do know that the Bible is accurate, and certainly that God certainly does not mention the United States in the scriptures. Now, there are some references there where they talk about the last Babylon, where they talk about the islands of the West, all the things, but there's no place where you can absolutely say this is the United States. One thing we do know, and that is today America is the dominant nation in the world, the dominant force in the world, and yet this is not mentioned in the scriptures when they talk about end times prophecy. What are your thoughts on that, Len?
Well, I think everything hinges around biblical prophecy, and I think that we are looking at biblical prophecy being fulfilled right under our noses. It's funny how most people know about 2012 and the Mayan calendar and all this other nonsense. And by the way, Russ Dizdar, Richard Grun, and myself will be down in Chichen Itza December 21st, 2012. I'll be speaking down there as part of a tour group. Go to the blog site. There's all sorts of information. But, you know, we know that there's going to be probably tens of thousands of people expecting something to come through. And that's one of the reasons why we're going. But getting back to prophecy.
No, I'm sorry, where are you going to be speaking there?
We'll be in Chichen Itza in the Yucatan Peninsula, in the pyramid of Quetzalcoatl.
Okay.
And, which is an assignment I did certainly would not never sign up for. But we've got it, and we're going to go. And I'm going with two of my trusted cohorts, so to speak, and colleagues. And it should be very interesting. We'll be giving, providing we have internet access, and we should, we'll be giving, you know, daily updates of what's going on down there. We feel that we're being called to go to perhaps stop what is coming through, or what the New Agers are trying to channel through. And this, of course, is really a whole other show talking about what the Crystal Skulls have done, the idea that the Mayan elders will be there, that people all over the world are expecting the return of the plumed serpent god, Quetzalcoatl, Kukulkan, and all in this pyramid of Chichen Itza, which we believe, Dr. Stan, is actually Nephilim architecture. You don't come up, people that don't have the wheel, don't have the sophisticated calendar, and know of a they got the information from somewhere. And what I'll be doing in my talk is tying this back to the Book of Enoch, the fallen angels, the Nephilim, and how the similarities are almost exactly the same. A ritualistic complex and a ritualistic site occurs. Remember, this is the people that sacrificed 50,000 of their people ritualistically, blood sacrifices. Why are they doing that? And who told them they needed to do that to begin with? So it's going to be very interesting, and we'll be in the belly of the beast on December 21st, 2012.
Well, I hope you'll keep us posted at the time. And,
absolutely.
I certainly want to be talking to you. Well, let's go to Linda, who's calling us from Castroville in California. Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And how are we doing, Linda?
Pretty good, Dr. Stan. May I backtrack to the Islamic training camp?
Sure, go right ahead.
Which sect are they associated with here in the United States, the Sunni or the Shia?
These are just terrorists. They're really not not necessarily one sect or another. They're simply Islamic terrorists. What was your thoughts on that? How would you respond to Linda's question?
Well, we know that there are training camps. I mean, I've gone online. I've seen stories in the mainstream media. There, for instance, there's one up in upstate New York someplace. I forget the town. And it is definitely a training camp. I mean, there's no doubt about it. That's what it is. Why isn't it closed down? Why hasn't there been a raid there? To the best of my knowledge, the camp is still in operation. Why is that? I mean, if a news media picks up on this story and some reporter, talks about it and has videos of it and interviews the townspeople, they all know what's going on. Well, the FBI doesn't shut the thing down. The United States government allows it to continue. Well, you know, what are we looking at here? In other words, you know, we had friends over for dinner, a little off the subject, but you'll get my drift. And somehow we got talking about 9/11. And I just mentioned, I said, you know, I have a problem with nanothermite down in the dust. I have a problem with the debris, from the building carted off. I have a problem with that the American people can't see the beams that are being held in a secret location. That, you know, you can peer through the door, but no one can examine these things. I have a problem with everything is completely destroyed into dust and powder, and yet we find Mohammed Atta's passport completely intact on the sidewalk. I mean, come on, guys, come on. I have a problem with the fact that black boxes can withstand, you know, impacts and fire and all this stuff. And yet somehow in the World Trade Center, we can't find the black boxes. And yet people tell us that they did find the black boxes. So it just goes on and on and on. All that to say, we are living, in my opinion, in a Fourth Reich, in a government, in a shadow government that is controlling. Look, why are we in Afghanistan for 11 years? What's the point of being in Afghanistan for 11 years? World War II took 4 to finish. By the time we got in, we're there in Afghanistan for 11 years. Our blood and treasure go over there continually. And as you said, Dr. Stan, fighting what, 50 guys over there? I mean, who are we fighting? What is all this? And why is the $1 trillion opium harvest continues year after year after year? Who benefits from that money? Where does that money go? Why are we in Afghanistan? You know, it's just unbelievable. And yet, and the American people are fed Kim Kardashian, Lindsay Lohan, you know, entertainment, diversion, more entertainment, have a sugared soft drink. It's just unbelievable how dumbed down we are.
So then it doesn't matter whether it's Sunni or Shiite.
No, but it doesn't.
We're just going to get the Sharia law then, right, Islamic training camps?
Well, basically, these terrorist camps are there. Basically, a lot of these people are prisoners. A lot of them were actually recruited into this radical form of Islam in our prisons. If you are in a federal prison today and you have become a Muslim covert, a convert, you get all sorts of special privileges. You get special food, you get a lot of time off, you get your time for praying 5 times a day. If you are in a federal prison, I mean, there's terrible things that take place there in the way of sexual molestation, but if you are a Muslim convert, why, you are protected. And so a lot of people, a lot of blacks specifically, join the Muslim faith when they're in the prison. And then, of course, when they release from the prison, they get a new suit of clothing, they get a $10 in cash, and they get a bus ticket to one of these terrorist training camps. Why would our federal government give people bus tickets to these terrorist training camps because we want this sort of thing. We want such a disruption of our society when it begins to break down. And they have weapons there. These people are taught how to use automatic weapons. And if you haven't heard any of my interviews with Paul Williams, they're probably worthwhile getting, because actually he talks in great detail about these Muslim terrorist training camps. He's visited them, probably 30 or 40 of them, in the eastern part of the United States. It doesn't make sense unless you understand that this whole war on terrorism is as phony as a $3 bill. Mm. Okay, Linda?
Thank you, Dr.
God bless. Okay, fine. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And if you really think that we're involved in a war on terrorism, then why are we backing the Al-Qaeda's fighters over there, freedom fighters in Syria? This is Al-Qaeda. We're financing the war over in Syria. We have our special forces troops in both Jordan and Turkey training the Al-Qaeda troops that are fighting against Assad's troops over there. Why are we backing Afghanistan in Syria and fighting them up in Afghanistan? And that's one of those questions you're not supposed to ask. Go right ahead, Lynn.
Yeah, otherwise you're deemed unpatriotic. It just amazes me, Dr. Stan, that this continues year after year after year.
You know, what happens? You were starting to tell us about you had somebody over for dinner, and you were telling them all of these things, and you gave us all the reasons why you were confused, but you never told us the punchline on the story.
Sorry about that. I get long-winded, and I get off track. Sorry about that. I apologize to your audience. Basically, so we're talking about 9/11, and I just said, look, I don't believe the official story. My friend was over here, and he believes the official story. He believes that planes crashed and the buildings fell at free fall speed. And I said, well, are you aware of Building 7? Have you ever looked at Building 7? And he said, admitted that no, he had never heard of Building 7, didn't know anything about it. And I challenged him. I said, I challenge you to look at the video of Building 7, which was not hit by an airplane, and you tell me what brought this thing down, especially when the owner of the building says, well, we have to pull it, which is a demolition term. Why would he use that term? We have to pull it. I mean, you don't use terms like that. We have to pull it. You know, I mean, what's going on here? And so there's like, but he looked at me with that, you know, and we've all seen that face. It's sort of like, with all due respect, it's sort of like an arrogant where, don't confuse me with the facts. I know all about this. You're talking conspiracy stuff here, and, you know, you're part of a tinfoil hat crowd. And that's how it's perceived. Anything that goes against the standard dialogue. And then I told him, I said, well, okay, let me ask you this. Why would 1,500 architects and engineers sign a petition asking Congress to open up and have a real study of what happened with the Trade Center, the collapse of a Trade Center building? Why would these people put their jobs on the line, their reputations on the line? These are engineers and architects. I mean, these guys know buildings. It's not me. I've studied some, but not like this, you know, not with modern high-rises with, you know, all these different forces that they calculate. And that those buildings were built to withstand, I think, a 727 full impact. And, you know, it makes no sense. And yet, even that, it's like, well, you know, how do I know that these guys really done it? In other words, with a guy like that, no matter how much evidence you show him or point him in a direction, his mind's already made up. Don't confuse me with the facts. I'm not interested.
But, you know, I can sympathize with him because it took me a couple of years before I could really accept the fact that our government had brought I shouldn't say our government, it's their government. Mm-hmm. It's this group of evil people that run the invisible government, that they brought those buildings down. I could believe that we knew ahead of time that the attack was coming and that we did not try to stop the attack. All the evidence was there. But the fact that they would actually bring those buildings down with explosives and kill all those people, it was almost beyond my comprehension. It was really a couple of years of reading and studying. And as you say, it wasn't until I watched Building 7 come down about 10 times.
Yeah.
And of course, what I point out to people is basically when you're doing a controlled demolition, the first thing you do is take out the central supports of the building so the center of the roof of the building collapses first. Why do they do that? So that the walls will fall inward rather than outward, and they have control of how the building collapses. Then once you, of course, destroy the central structure of the building, and certainly so the walls will fall in, then you take out the base of the building. It's a controlled demolition. Watch Building 7 come down. Watch Building 7 come down, and there's just no question this is a controlled demolition. Go right ahead.
You know, I did the same thing, Dr. Stan. I believed in the party line, and Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural came out, I believe, in 2007. That's 5 years ago. Continues to sell very well because it's apropos what's going on now. But when I do a next reprint, I'm actually working on reworking that section of the book because I no longer believe the official events of the story. And I got there like you, very slowly and methodically, doing research, looking at what the engineers and the disparity between the Duke University report and what other engineers and architects were saying about the building. Loose Change, that movie made me think. But what did it for me, just like you, when I looked at Building 7, I said, wait a minute, it looks exactly the same as the controlled demolition that happened with buildings, you know, Twin Towers, same thing. And you see that roof of the building buckle, you know, in the center, which is taking the support columns out so the things fall. I mean, it's classic. And then the witnesses who were there in World Trade Towers, one of the guys is no longer with us. Gee, I wonder what happened to him. Just like the witnesses in the Kennedy assassination, their heart attack, just like Breitbart. Really getting into some conspiracy stuff tonight, but you know, Breitbart had stuff on Obama, and the day before his release, he comes up with a heart attack. Come on, guys! And then his coroner, who does the autopsy, he's poisoned to death. I mean, and the last witness to see Breitbart goes missing, and the American people don't care. Roll over, you know, who cares? But getting back to the Trade Towers, this man was apparently in the basement of the Trade Towers before the plane hit. He heard an explosion. And he talks about it, openly talks about it. He's no longer with us. So anybody who really gets too close or maybe a credible witness, just like the Kennedy assassination, somehow doesn't make it, you know, very long in this world. So it's a managed agenda. Anybody gets really too close or has, you know, a big fan base or a big law-sitting audience, look at Glenn Beck. I don't agree with all his politics, but Glenn Beck was, you know, pointing out some of this stuff off of Fox News, just like that, bam. Same thing with Judge Napolitano. Every day he would get up and hammer about the Constitution, how a government is best that governs least. We should stick and adhere to the principles of the Constitution. And he would talk about our liberties and freedom, radio liberty. And he's no longer on. His show was yanked off of Fox News because he was arming the people. And you get to the point where you get too close or you get too much of a following like Judge Napolitano or Glenn Beck. Starting to rile up the people. You're taken out or you're taken off.
Well, I think that's really is very, very true. And ladies and gentlemen, we have a real problem today. We have powerful forces. There are secret societies in America. And if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to. If you haven't heard our talk on the dark secret, the forbidden secret, seen our latest DVD on the case for a satanic conspiracy. Ladies and gentlemen, there have been mystery religions and secret societies going back for thousands of years, and they've always intended to use the military and financial power of the United States to bring about this world government. And if you read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you can get the exact reference for that statement.
For many decades, these great United States have had security in plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888 866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
What has happened to the judicial system in these United States? From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we've seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. The judicial system was designed to ensure that the laws of the land were just and constrained by our Constitution. Now judges have immunity and cannot be prosecuted when they act outside the law. This must stop. The judicial branch needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. At that website, you can find out what's really going on in this area of lawlessness, and more importantly, you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. JudicialReformNow.com. JudicialReformNow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
And basically, we've had certainly the final countdown before, and but we have the new, series of lectures he's just started giving, series of sermons, but they're much more than sermons. There are a lot of wonderful film footage on these DVDs that will help you to understand, and you'll actually see with your own eyes so many of the things that are going on. Pastor Billy has done a wonderful job with these, and so you can get the first five DVDs simply by calling 1-800-544-8927. They'll help you to understand what's going on today. They'll help you understand the spiritual significance of what's going on today, and of course how this all fits into biblical prophecy. He has done an amazing job on this. The original series was, I think, ten DVDs. This is going to be 60, but you're only going to get five DVDs when you get part one, and we've only got probably part one completed yet. Part two will be available very, very shortly. So our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. Simply ask for the first five DVDs in The Final Countdown by Pastor Billy Crone. And then, of course, we hope you'll read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, that you'll get our talk there on DVD, The Dark Secret and The Forbidden Secret, and the syllabuses come with each one. And then, of course, we hope that you'll get our recent talk on population control, the covert agenda, because there is a covert agenda behind what's going on. If you doubt that there really are CIA assassins, you need to get our 4-CD set on deadly assassins. And basically, here I interview with a couple of CIA assassins. What we're doing, I believe, is very dangerous. I believe, of course, the other side would do anything they can to silence it, but we have to put our faith in the Lord that He will protect us, and He's been doing it for 50 years. So many of my friends have simply attacked one way or another, had their lives shattered, or sometimes they've even been killed. But certainly, for one reason or another, God has preserved us, and we're still here after 50 years. And so I hope that we're doing what God wants us to be doing. If you haven't seen the list of the various publications, the DVDs, tape sets we have, go to our website of RadioLiberty.com, or if you'd like to get a catalog, we'll be glad to send you one. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we do hope that you'll go to our website. You'll watch the DVDs we have there. You'll listen to the radio programs, and you can listen to Radio Liberty 24 hours a day. We have all of our programs archived there going back for 6 weeks. But, of course, you can listen to our contemporary programs, either live or archived every day at RadioLiberty.com. You can also, of course, get us on telephone and get us on. You have a cell phones. Our programs are available at RadioLiberty.com. And then, of course, we do hope that many of you out there will certainly think seriously about supporting Radio Liberty. We need your help. We need your finances so we can maintain our network of programs across America. And we are reaching more and more people. And so, basically, if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And certainly our webpage is radioliberty.com. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America.